Take it away, Eric.
I'll try to do that right now. What's new for your weekend in terms of music, movies, entertainment, and what you need to get by throughout the next couple of days? In terms of new album releases, it's a big day for country music. I just told you Morgan Wallen, his new album, his debut, If You Know Me, it's out today. That was his first song off of the album. Then he has that song with Florida Georgia Line, Up Down, that's going to be on the album as well. Also, Willie Nelson, Last Man Standing, 11 new songs from Willie Nelson. Literally, he's the last man standing. And Keith Urban's brand new album, Graffiti You, is out today. It's been a big month, too, for releases. Stuff from Jason Aldean,
big artist.
Brothers Osborne, I know. Parmalee released an EP. We all know now, Michelle,
what
an EP is. Yes, yes, indeed we do. Non-country related releases today. The rock group Godsmack, When Legends Rise. Godsmack isn't bad. And then also,
I don't know who that is.
80 smash hits of the 80s. Various artists. Sort of like a compilation album, if you will. By the way, 80s music, out of any era or decade, if you will, is by far the worst music of all time. 80s music.
I have to disagree with you.
80s music.
Oh my gosh.
Is horrible.
I completely disagree.
Horrible.
Michael Jackson.
No, it's horrible.
Paula Abdul.
Most of it's okay. You could have stopped at Michael Jackson.
Whitney Houston.
Wasn't she more late 90s, mid 90s?
Paula Abdul?
No, Whitney Houston, you goober.
No, Whitney Houston's like reigning time was in the 80s.
Late 80s, though, not...
The 80s are the 80s. You were born in the late 80s.
The mid 80s, 85.
Well, same thing.
80s music sucks, really, to be honest.
I disagree.
You know what I forgot?
It's my favorite, to
You
be
know
honest.
What I forgot about today?
What?
Kind of forgot that it's a Friday one. I didn't forget that part. But Facebook and Twitter polls.
Oh,
put those up.
Dang it.
How do you feel about Baker Mayfield? Yay or nay? There's one of the polls. Get a hold of us. Social media or Weaver Appliance text line. Anyways, in terms of movies, what's new for you? Folks have been waiting for this one. Avengers Infinity War. Of course, Robert Downey Jr. He's Iron Man. Chris Hemsworth. Chris Evans, any other Chris's in this? The Avengers and their allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful, is it Thanos? Before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the universe. Not the universe.
Not the universe.
You kidding me? Avengers Infinity War out now. We'll see if it makes anywhere close to what Black Panther made.
I don't think so.
Another Marvel movie right there. Also, you have Kings with Halle Berry and Daniel Craig. That's being released today, too. I really want to go see this movie, A Quiet Place, with Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Did you say Bunt?
I went to go say Emily Bunt, yes. As if you were to lay down a bunt. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a long day.
It's Friday.
Also, Ready Player One, Blockers, Black Panther, although still in theaters for you. Also, what's new for your weekend? You and Mary Alice kind of broke this news to me yesterday at our Big Z Sports draft party.
What's that?
That Bill Cosby was convicted.
Oh, yeah. How did you not know that?
I just wasn't aware. I was so draft...
That was like major news yesterday.
I was so focused on the draft. When did that happen? Like around what time?
Two-ish.
Yeah, see, I was oblivious. I was oblivious. I mean... I had to get ready for the drafting. I had to do stuff at home. I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on.
Aww.
But anyway, yeah, Bill Cosby convicted yesterday of drugging and molesting a Temple University employee back in 2004. The verdict is kind of like the first big verdict, and really this is the first big trial in that, what do we want to call it? The Me Too era.
Right.
If you will, the Time's Up era.
Mm-hmm.
With all the allegations, apparently 60 women, a barrage of 60 women said that Cosby drugged or molested them over 5 decades, 60 women. During the reading of the verdict, apparently Bill Cosby kind of stared straight ahead with a somber look on his face. They say he's partly blind.
I heard that.
So who knows if you could even see the judge or not. But the verdict was read. Then moments after that, apparently Bill Cosby lashed out at the DA. DA said, hey, Cosby has a plane. He should remain in jail. He might flee. Cosby went on to call the DA an a-hole.
I did hear that.
Right there in court. And then he said, I'm sick of him. Yeah, that'll help your cause there, Bill. He's out, though, now on $1 million bond.
So, did it say what his maximum punishment could be?
Well, okay, he's convicted on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault, all right?
Okay.
Apparently, with those sentences, you could be sentenced, I think. Each one of those is like
a
10-year sentence, each one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll never make it out.
But what are the chances of him being sentenced to 30 years in prison? Probably slim.
You don't think so?
I don't. No, I really don't.
I think they might set an example with him. No?
I don't know. Regardless, if he spends 2 years or 20 years, chances are he could die in prison.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's 80 right now, right?
Yeah, and his health is already deteriorating.
Yeah, he's not in the best shape. The sentencing will go down in 3 months. Also, he has to register as a sex offender, does Bill Cosby.
Yikes.
Under that Megan's Law.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that all this is coming out at such a late stage in his life. I wish that those women would have come out earlier.
You know, Cosby, the Jell-O in jail is not the same as the Jell-O you're used to having at home there, buddy. It's a different kind of Jell-O, everybody.
Is that your Cosby impersonation?
I don't know what that was, to be honest. I don't have a Cosby. I don't have a Cosby. Hey, also, this is in a couple of weeks, the royal wedding. It's like the knockoff royal wedding, though. I mean, he's a royal and all, but wasn't
as... talking about a knockoff
it
royal?
Wasn't as, it wasn't as big as Prince William's wedding. I mean, it's Prince Harry. He's like the redheaded child.
But Prince Harry's kind of the cool one.
I know.
Everyone
we've stated
likes
that.
Prince Harry.
Apparently, though, Prince Harry, he's requested that his bro, his brother, his brosif, his bro-tato chip.
Broski.
His broski, Prince William, will be the best man at that wedding. So Harry was William's best man at his wedding. So he's returning the favor, I guess.
Did you hear they named the baby?
What's the baby? Hold on.
It was breaking news this morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, is it,
give me your best guess.
Is it North?
No.
What about
South?
What about Saint?
Nope.
Chicago? Chicago? No? All right, the royal baby's name, the third baby between Kate Middleton and Prince William.
Yep.
What's the name?
Prince Louis Arthur Charles.
Very interesting name. Louis, is it a S or an E at the end?
With an S? Don't you say Louis? Or is it Louis?
I don't know.
I think it's Louis.
Might be Louis.
I don't know. I know a Louis that spelled it.
Well, you're the
S.
one who broke the news to us, Michelle.
I think it didn't come with phonetics.
It's okay. But hey, it is a boy. I would say it's... Well, how'd you pronounce it again?
Louis? Or is it Louis? It's probably Louis.
I would say Louis. Say the full name again.
Louis? Now you have me confused.
But what's the full name?
Louis Arthur Charles.
I would say it's Louis.
I kind of think so, too.
Right on. Michelle Spring, breaking news for us with a royal baby name.
Yeah. I mean, this whole article says why they chose those names. I think they're family names.
You still have that article up from earlier that you were reading?
Which one?
No, that's gone.